Sports Time is next. It is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, your Mohawk Color Center, is your one-stop shop for flooring plus cabinet and countertop design and installation. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore dealer, features in-store experts to answer your questions and the complete line of Benjamin Moore paints. And Bindle Tire and Auto, your total car care center, performing wheel alignments and has a complete line of tires to help keep you on the road.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. The Richland Center boys basketball team has a game tonight. In fact, the JV action began today at 4:30. Varsity action will follow. The Hornets are hosting Lodi, and Coach Brian Poles feels his team's defense has been a shining star the last few weeks.
I think we're getting a little bit more used to some of our bigs playing perimeter because the matchups we've had to play, you know, some of our big guys on some perimeter players. And that's, you know, as a perimeter player, you've got somebody with a longer reach, and you're looking to take that three-point shot. You've got to be aware of how close they are and being able to get that shot off. So all those factors play into just a lot of our overall improvement so far this year.
The Hornets hosting Lodi tonight. They'll take on Black River Falls on Monday during a busy stretch of games. Games going on this afternoon also include Baraboo hosting Beaver Dam. Southwestern is playing North Crawford. It's Wyona-Leona with a game at Kickapoo. Also today, Fort Atkinson and McFarland. Bangor is playing Cuba City at Just a Game Fieldhouse. It's also Waverly, Shell Rock, Iowa, playing at Prairie du Chien, and Wanakee at Mount Horeb. Games completed, Monona Grove 76-73 over Reedsburg in boys basketball, at Mineral Point 68, Belleville 39. Girls basketball, Kickapoo is a winner against Wabino-Leona by a score of 38-37 today in a game played at Just a Game Fieldhouse. Platteville is playing Reedsburg as well in girls basketball, and Oregon is taking on Prairie du Chien this afternoon. In state, Wisconsin-Platteville with a win against Stout, 84-54 today in men's basketball. Michigan State over Rutgers, 81-74. Stevie Mitchell matched a career high with 21 points, and number 10 Marquette continued its recent domination of Villanova by beating the Wildcats 87-74 on Friday night. Chase Ross added 18, and Cam Jones had 16 to help Marquette improve to 17-3, 8-1 in the Big East, and beating Villanova for an eighth consecutive time and tying number 20 St. John's for first place in the Big East. The 18th-rated Wisconsin men's basketball team plays the Nebraska Cornhuskers tomorrow after John Tanjay's 24 in Wisconsin's 85-83 loss to the UCLA Bruins. The meeting is the first of the season for the teams. Tip-off at the Kohl Center will be at noon. You'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7, AM 1450, online at WRCE.FM and on the Civic Media app. Pre-game starts at 11 o'clock. The Wisconsin women's basketball team travels to Minnesota tomorrow to face the 23rd-rated Golden Gophers after Sarah Williams scored 20 in the Badgers' 91-60 loss to the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Tip-off will be at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Curtis Jones scored 33. Kashawn Gilbert had 7 of his 12 during a key run. And number 3, Iowa State, pulled away late for a 76-61 win over Arizona State on Saturday. The Cyclones bounced back from a loss to West Virginia with a 108-83 blowout of UCF on Tuesday. Ohio State star running back Kinshawn Judkins, who scored 3 touchdowns in the national championship game, is leaving school early and entering the NFL draft. Judkins announced his decision on social media Friday by saying he is forever a Buckeye. Judkins transferred to Ohio State after 2 seasons at Ole Miss. He is widely expected to be a second-day pick in April. Las Vegas will host the 2027 College Football Playoff National Championship game. The CFP says the title game will be played on Monday, January 25th, 2027 at Allegiant Stadium. Coming up on Sunday, it is conference championships. At 2 o'clock, the Commanders will play the Eagles, and the Bills will play the Chiefs in a game that is going to kick off at 5:30. The Raiders have agreed to hire Pete Carroll as their head coach. A person with knowledge of the decision told the Associated Press this weekend the team and Carroll agreed in principle on a 3-year deal with a 1-year team option. The Dallas Cowboys say offensive coordinator Brian Schottenheimer has agreed to become the storied franchise's next coach. The somewhat surprising choice is a familiar one for Dak Prescott. The star quarterback worked closely with Schottenheimer the past 2 seasons with former coach Mike McCarthy as the play caller. That's an update on sports for this Saturday. I'm Phil Neal.